many times. Most of the Brahmins get confused. Rather, I would say they get stressed out, thinking, what effort should I make? Every day they think about this. What is that? What is the effort I need to make? Baba tells, this today, Baba say, this today, Baba say, this today. So where should we start effort making? What is the beginning? And we listen to Murali every day, and every day Baba gives us new things to practice, new things as homework. And so, many Baba's children ask also, what is the effort that we need to make? Because Baba talks about so many things, and so many times they get stressed out. Yeah? Too many things in the mind, and doesn't know. Sorry? Yes? So it's not good to get stressed out. We talk about, being free from stress, but we get stressed out. Actually, it's very simple. Brahmin life, Baba always say, this is a life, confluenced age. Life is the life to enjoy, not to get stressed out, not to get confused. Yeah? And if we are not enjoying now, when is that we are going to enjoy? So thinking too much to do this and to do that, and it's too many things, and that's a heavy life then. Then again, I'm carrying burden with me. Then I feel it's too much for me to think, too much for me to do, and doesn't know where to begin things from. But I'm sure God is our Father, friend, the most beloved, and He would never ever give us trouble. Yeah? So it's not troublesome life. This is not a hardship. It's not hard working. Throughout entire cycle, this is the life, as also Baba mentioned today, is the life where more easy, more relaxed, more enjoyable, even midst of adverse situations. That's a very, very interesting and very, very nice thing about confluence age. Golden and silver ages, we don't have any adverse situations, we don't have any challenges. Everything is pleasant, everything is fine, and we're enjoying. But this is something so interesting, that in midst of all the odd things, I'm still enjoying much more than in the golden age, because God is with me. We only have to remember two things. Yeah? Baba always did the seed or the essence of all the entire knowledge Baba gives is just two things. The effort we need to make, two things. Number one, whatever situations I'm going through, day in, day out, I'm speaking, eating, sleeping, whatever I'm doing, am I soul conscious or body conscious? One thing, this is the first thing that I need to see. If I'm soul conscious in every action I do, it means no matter how difficult situation may be, no matter how difficult a person I have to tackle, deal with, it's easy. Because the consciousness I have is pure, because soul consciousness means a pure consciousness. I am in my original state, and definitely my response to this situation is positive. I'm not worried what the situation is. Situation is adverse. The person who is dealing with me is very harsh, very unjust, very wrong, maybe bad. But that's not my problem. What the other person is doing is not my problem. How am I responding or am I reacting is my problem. Because that actor is playing his role very well. Being bad, being harsh, being unjust, being angry, being whatever. That's that person's role, and that person is playing fantastic. Now, ball is in my court. What's my role? What's my consciousness? Do I have to react? Or should I respond? A person who is responding to the situation is responsible, because I have ability to respond peacefully, calm, in my original state of mind. If I'm reacting, then I have a wrong consciousness. It means I'm body consciousness. Because in reacting, generally we become angry. If person is shouting at me, I shout at him back. If person is unjust, then I react to what the person is doing. Then it means I am affected, I am influenced by that person's good or bad qualities. A yogi is one who has never been influenced. I have to influence others, but others' influence should not be affecting me. Yeah? So, many a times we catch the negative things of people very quickly. Their intentions, their motives, their good things, but we just catch very quickly, and it affects us. That shows I'm weak. You see, if my immunity is weak, I catch diseases. If you sneeze, I sneeze. If you cough, I cough. If you get fever, I get fever, because it's influencing me, because my resistance is very poor. My immunity is very low. So other people's actions, thoughts, vibrations even. You know, like that person is not even talking to me. But their bad or negative things is affecting me. It means I'm poor. I'm weak. Yeah? And why am I weak? Because I'm not practicing my right consciousness. The pure consciousness being soul has not been practiced. So the first thing I need to do is to be soul conscious. Because Baba talks one thing in different ways so that children can understand. Maybe putting it this way, putting it that way, putting it that way. Any one thing can strike. Any one arrow can strike the heart, and that arrow can change the whole life. And so it's very, very important that I have to, the first effort, and it's a lifelong thing, I need to practice to be soul conscious. No body, no bodily relationships, no good, no bad can affect me. Because this is such a high original, real me, real consciousness, I become unaffected, and which is very, very important. To remain unaffected is very important. Because this is not only the the effort I need to make. Rather, I would say this is one of the questions we need to answer at the end. You see? Baba has always also has given us the questions in a question paper. Baba always say our question paper will be just of a second. There is a situation. What am I supposed to do? Am I passing in that situation? Or am I failing in that situation? Determines what's your consciousness. If I'm soul conscious, I'm past in the situation. If I'm in the body consciousness, then I fail in the situation. There's no question of who's right and who's wrong in there. Well, I didn't do anything. It was that person who started all the issue. You see, I was so quiet. He came to me, he began quarreling with me, and that person came and... That is not the question. Who began, who ended, what happened? That is absolutely not the question. The question is, this is a situation. Now, what am I doing? Yeah? How am I taking it? Am I looking at it as a play, as a game, as Baba said? Am I experiencing detached, am I maintaining the state of a detached observer and enjoying whatever is happening? Am I able to look at that soul as a soul playing his role? You see? So this is possible for me to do. I remember all that, and I will be able to do it only when I have the consciousness that I am a pure soul. I'm peaceful. I'm divine. I'm powerful. I'm an actor. I'm a deity, divine soul. I have incarnated to bring benefit to others. So if I have this awareness, if I carry this awareness throughout the whole day, even whilst performing different activities, different actions, then I pass. Yes? And this is the first question, and this is the first effort we have to make. Because when I remember I'm a soul, when I consistently have this awareness, what happens is I detach myself from my own body. Yeah? When I detach from this body, I detach from my old nature, habits, likes, dislikes, do's, don'ts. I'm tied up in a circle, in a chain rather of negative, you know, things. And over a period of time, I'm very comfortable in there. Because I like this, I don't like this. I want this, I don't want this. I like this person, I don't like that person. So I've tied myself, I've drawn a boundary around me. And I feel very safe, rather you call it as a safe zone or whatever. So I'm attached to that. And for me, to get out of it is very difficult. Now why is the difficulty? The biggest difficulty for any soul is to get out of attachment. Attachment could be for anything. Not necessarily attachment for people. We are attached, even we being Brahmins, we are attached to so many things. Baba gives us so many, you know, huge, big tasks. Say, you are the children who bring benefit to the people, your world you bring in world transformation, you create heaven and that and this. It's a big, big, you know, project. But then the thing is, I am... tied myself. my hands are tied, how am I able to remove your hands? Yeah? I should untie myself so that I can untie your hands. So I am in bondage myself. I'm attached to so many things. And I'm not aware of it. Seriously. Externally, just from the surface, we seem to be very free, we seem to be very good yogis, we seem to be having very nice yoga, very good, everything is very good, good, good. But that's actually not true. That's not really so true. Many a times this feeling of being very good is because of God's blessing. But what is my effort? What am I doing for me to be good? God is helping me. God is keeping me good. He is helping me to be good. But am I keeping myself? Am I making some effort for me to be good always? Because when I begin to do that effort, then nothing can make me feel bad. You see? If I just close my eyes and try to see my own heart, my feelings, do you think all the feelings are good? Yeah? Very happy feelings? Feeling very great? That's really no. I'm still carrying so many feelings. I might not remember the incident. I might not remember the reason. I don't know why and what, but I still carry those feelings within my heart. That's really not so nice, not pleasant. Yeah? Unpleasant feelings we are still carrying. That could be of fear, that could be of angry, that could be of depression, that could be of whatever. Or maybe desires. So, my hands are still tied. It means I still have attachment. The fundamental thing to have a very, very good yoga is detachment. And the very easy method, effort rather, Baba has taught us to do is to become soul conscious. Because soul consciousness means detachment. I detach myself from the body. I detach myself from anything connected with the body. It could be habit, it could be nature, it could be thoughts, it could be relationships, it could be feelings, it could be even what I think about myself. Your opinion about yourself, that's not so true. Whatever you've been thinking about yourself, whatever I think about myself, that's not so true. So it's all connected with the body. It's all connected with our experiences, with the people, from my past, what people give opinion about me. So there are different experiences, different thoughts I have in my mind, and I've created an image for myself. But that's not a true image, isn't it? That's the image, that's a false image that I have created because of myself, or it is a false image because of people that have created for me. And because of this false image that I experience, either inferiority complex or the superiority complex, because of the false image. I hesitate, I have hesitation in my life, or I feel I'm too good in everything. It's a false image that I've created. You see? So I detach myself even from this image, what I have created for myself, or what I have created because of other people's opinion. So detachment. So now nothing is influencing me, nothing is influencing me. I'm not under any human physical cross influence. Because the consciousness of the soul is a very, very beautiful experience. What I mean to say is just not thinking yourself as a soul. It's not I think myself as a soul, but to be consciousness of my real self, that real energy. I experience a beautiful, you know, it has a great power. It's right up there. You see? And attachment is one of the biggest reasons where we also experience fear. The outcome of attachment is fear, pain, insecure, and more afraid I am, more fear I have, more attached I get to. That's so natural, rather, obvious. When I'm afraid I want to cling on to something, I need a support, and I begin to hold on to something. So I get to attach. So one is connected with the other. One brings into other. Because of attachment, I'm afraid, I experience fear, and because of fear, I get more attached. A fear could be losing, fear could be anything. Many a times we have unknown fears also, don't we? You're afraid for no reason. And so the first effort we need to make, rather I would say it's a practice, let's not use the word effort, as the very word gives us a feeling of laboring. It's a practice I need to do, is to be walk, talk, see, eat, sleep as a soul. Look at others, not the face, not the body, but a point of light, a soul, a pure soul, loving soul, God's child. This is a practice, it's not effort, but it's a practice. Yes, so then I will pass the first test paper. Because the last test, many times Baba talks about destroyer of attachment. If I need to have, if my awareness need to be consistent, if I have to become conscious of the soul, of God, of my virtues, of my deity, state, whatever, it's the fundamental thing, to destroy attachment. Yeah? If I conquer attachment, then I will be the embodiment of awareness. One is to think about, I'm a soul, I'm Baba's child, I'm that, I'm just thinking. Well, it's good, because I'm thinking good. But yogi is not just the one who thinks. Yogi is the one who becomes that. When I become that, then I don't have to think anymore. The thinking stops, because I'm experiencing it, I'm feeling it, I'm being that. And I explain about to you, maybe chocolate cake, or maybe a chocolate ice cream or whatever. It has this and that and all ingredients and the way we cook and the way we prepare. But then as you listen, I'm sure your mouth begins to water. Right? But when I just put that piece of cake in your mouth, I don't have to describe it. Because you're tasting it already. So just the recipe would make your mouth water. That's just thinking. I'm a soul, I'm that. So it gives little happiness. But to become the embodiment of it, that's the stage we all need to attain. And that's only possible when I get rid of attachment. Actually, attachment in itself is a big subject as to how many types of attachment we all have and we are still attached to. Isn't it? It's just not the body, it's just not the vices, but there are different things and they are very, very subtle. Very subtle. Are you all sitting comfortable? Yeah? Are you sitting comfortable? If I ask you to get up from here, and can you go and sit there? Or can you come and sit here? You would think at least 10 times, why am I supposed to get up and sit there? I'm okay here. I'm fine. Even to sit for half an hour, we get so attached and we make ourselves comfortable. And even though that place is more better, more, you know, comfortable, but still I begin to think, why am I supposed to get from here out and sit there? I'm okay. So we create that comfort, we create that boundary. We feel, it's probably a human tendency. It's a tendency of any organism rather, any living being to have that, you know, a sense of secured, to create a secured zone. So the consciousness of the soul gives us so much energy and power that I can break through all these comfort zones and the boundaries that we have created. And I can feel that freedom. You know, nothing is holding me back. Nothing is influencing me. No people behind my mind is working. My mind is so clean and plain. Honestly speaking, when we all sit in meditation, how many faces come in front of our eyes? Yes, no? Is it just Baba alone? How many faces come and pass through our eyes? Nice thing, not nice thing, people I don't like, people I like very much, people I want to tell something. Oh my God, so many people pass. So the second effort I need to make is remember one alone. The first practice, I am a soul, to become soul conscious. And the second effort I need to make is remember me alone. Me is not me. Baba says, remember me alone. But that alone is not possible. We remember Baba together with many things, which is not the right, accurate method. I remember I am a soul together with my body, which is not the accurate way. Me alone means nothing else. So in order to have Baba alone in my mind, the primary and preliminary and fundamental practice is I am a soul. Unless and until I don't have that practice being I am a soul, it is absolutely impossible to have Baba alone in my mind. Because the sins will be absolved, the sins will be cut away, burnt, only when I have this practice. I am a soul and remember Baba alone. This is the method to burn away the sins. I am a soul together with the body. I remember Baba together with many other people, many other things, many other issues, many of the problems, then I don't get energy. Sins will never be burned. Yeah? Many times we might think, well, I'm not attached to that person. I'm not attached to the past. I'm not attached to the incidents that has happened in my past. Or I'm not attached to the issues that I have to deal with. If I'm not, then why do I remember them? And many times we say, I don't remember them, but it comes. You know, it just comes to my mind. Yeah, I sit in Baba's remembrance. All that I've forgotten, I remember them. All that I want to forget, I remember when I sit in meditation. Yes? If you forget your key, you sit in Baba's remembrance, you remember where your key is. You forgot where you put your passport, you sit in meditation, you remember where your passport is. You see? Because to remember, we need quietness. But in order to remember Baba alone, my mind should be free from anything negative. Not only the quietness, but it also needs purity, cleanliness. Because to hold God in my mind, always, it needs to be clean, isn't it? Unclean mind can't hold that supreme power, that supreme remembrance, just the memory of that supreme can never stay in that unclean mind. I wouldn't use impure, but unclean. You see? And this is also a second question. It's just not the effort. In Brahman life, we only have to answer two questions and we only have to make two effort, two practices. This is not only the practices, but it's also the question that we need to answer. In any situation, am I remembering Baba or am I remembering the situation? Because in any situation, if I remember Baba, in any problem, it could be any situation or problem, if I begin to remember the situation, think about the situation, then I'm within the influence, within the circumference, within the boundary of the problem. So if I need a solution, I need to go out of that. Think out of the box. There are many people outside in the world nowadays talk about thinking out of box. You know, thinking out of box. And when I remember Shiv Baba, it means I'm thinking out of box. It means I'm thinking about a solution rather than a problem. You see? So, the last question in any Brahman life, before I leave my body, what is the memory I carry with me? Am I remembering Shiv Baba alone in my mind? That's a very, very interesting. I am in Baba's knowledge for past 20 years, 30 years, 10 years, 15 years, how many ever years, 40 years, how many ever years. That doesn't matter. What is that I'm remembering, or what is that I will be remembering when I'm going to leave my body? Because the final thoughts leads to our destination. Throughout the whole life, why am I supposed to practice soul consciousness and why am I supposed to practice remembering God? Is because if I have the practice over a long period of time, that I will be able to remember Baba at the end, that 1 second of leaving the soul, leaving the body. What if you remember the person you hated the most in your life at the time of the soul leaving the body? Worst thing, my God. I've been, you know, meditating for 20 years, 25 years, Silver Jubilee, 35 years. And now the soul is leaving the body, and at that time I remember the most worst person. I hate it. Now, what is my destination? You see? And 35 years of my effort making gone in 1 second. Just gone. All my renunciation, all my meditation, all coming to my Madhuban, meeting Baba, all gone in 1 second. Because what's the memory I'm carrying? You see? So it's a test of 1 second. It's an examination paper. 1 second. In the universities, colleges, schools outside, they announce the paper. They announce the day, date, time, and the venue, and the subject. This is a subject. You will have a test on this subject in this hall, in this time. You see? But we have nothing like that. Because any moment is our test paper. It could be any time. And so the practice should be always. Why Baba says, always remember me? Because any time I, the soul, have to leave the body and go, my accounts might finish at any time, because I don't know my own story, do I? And so, at least when I, the soul, leaving the body, I carry that sweet, nice memory. And very interesting. It's also not when I'm leaving the body I remember Shiv Baba, because I'm afraid, I know, I come to know that I'm leaving my body. And I'm leaving with fear. And I remember Baba together with the fear. I'm remembering Baba because I'm afraid. Then that's also not past. Baba used 2 words today. Very, very nice words. In order to have these 2 practices, or in order to pass for, in these 2 questions, I need 2 things. In order to have that soul consciousness and remember me alone, I need 2 things. 1 is love. My relationship with Baba should be so intimate, so close. And if I have so much of love for Baba and so deep connection with God, I only remember that, but natural. Because anything I love the most is remembered the most. Of course, that which I hate very much is also remembered equally. And so, I need to have so much of close relationship with Baba. And when I really have that much of love for God, then another thing comes is surrender. Because in love, surrender is so natural. You know, giving away. Because I love so much, so instead of taking, I give because I want to give. It could be anything. And that's the reason in Laukik, you know, in outside in the world, there are many, many stories that talks about people giving away life for love. Yeah? That's true. Because in love, there's always giving. And as Baba says, giving involves taking, getting. So surrender. I surrender my mind, my thoughts, my comfort, whatever. So the word renunciation is a word to explain, it's a terminology that exists in the path of devotion, but actually it isn't hard. Because giving is so natural in love. If I have the true love, if I have that love from my heart, and my love is so genuine, giving is so easy. When a person can give away life, what a big deal in giving my negative thinking. Baba doesn't want our life. What will Baba do with our lives? Baba says, give away. You see, all that negative that hurts you, that makes you feel bad, all that burden you're carrying, and you be free. So meditation, yoga, the real yoga is surrendering. And the amount of joy we experience in that surrender can never be described. That's what Baba talks about, is getting absorbed in love. You know, Baba talks about love-lean, being absorbed in love. Because being absorbed in love is a very nice experience. We all have the experience of human relationships, human hate, human love, human attachment, human angry, all anything connected with humans. We all have human trust, yes? Human betraying the trust. So we have all different experiences with human, but that one experience with God is such a fantastic thing. And I always tell to myself, and also I share with others, this is only very little time we all have had to live with God, to share my life with God. We have been living with human beings all throughout the whole cycle, isn't it? Right from the golden age up until the end of the iron age, we only live with human beings. But this is such a short time, few years, we get to live with God. And we are handful people who have that opportunity, chance to live with God. To be a Brahman, to become Baba's child, means to live with God. I'm sharing my life with God. I think about Him. I walk with Him. I talk to Him. My life is with God. So that joy, because I've surrendered everything, when we talk about two things, love and surrender, in these two things, the consciousness of I is gone, because I surrendered my thoughts, my thinking, my that and my this, and I don't like that, and I don't like this, and I like I, you know, that bondage is gone. It is this love unties my bond, unties my hand, and with this great experience of God's love and the super sensuous joy, I can untie others. You see? And this is it. This is all the efforts we need to make. This is only the two practices we have to make throughout our Brahman life. And when I just sit in Baba's remembrance, with the aim that I have to remember Baba. I only have to remember Baba. No more faces should appear in front of my eyes. Can you all count how many faces came from this morning till now? Or maybe when you sat in Amrutvela Yoga, or maybe in class, Murli class, when we meditated. After Murli, when we sat in meditation for 2 minutes, 3 minutes, or whenever we remembered Baba, did I only and only remember Baba? Or, if not faces, anything else other than Baba I remembered? Maybe I have to go and collect that clothes from the laundry. Maybe it's time for me to give my deposit, or I have to go there. So I remember too many things. So many things. So did I remember all of them? I will collect when I have to go and collect. Why am I remembering that now? It means I don't have a right state of mind. It is very important to keep my state of mind very right to be able to receive God's love. Right thought at right time. Now I have to sit here for 1 hour. I'm free from all other businesses. And I'm here with a purpose to listen to Baba. Maybe Murli, maybe 40 minutes Murli in the morning. I have nothing else, nothing else. I let go everything. I just sit down because I have to listen to Baba's Murli. But when I do that, or while I do that, do I only listen to Baba's Murli? Or is there any background thing going on back behind my mind? After Murli, what am I supposed to be doing? Or before Murli, what happened? I was not able to get the washroom soon because I have to wait for another person to come, and that person took such a long time. I have my clothes wet, which I have to wash. Or maybe I couldn't get the cold water. It was only very, very hot water. How am I going to shower? And oh God, such a problem. So you're already in the class. You went through that. That's finished. No hot water, no cold water, no washing, nothing. I'm here sitting in front of Baba, I got ready. Why am I remembering all of that now? Is it necessary? It isn't, isn't it? So why am I remembering unnecessary things? When I let go of everything, and I'm sitting with the aim to listen to Baba's Murli, why are the unnecessary thoughts are disturbing my mind? As a result, how much do I retain the Murli? 4 pages Murli Baba speaks, 4 pages every day. I listen to 4 pages Murli every day. How much do I retain? How many points do I remember now? How many hours now passed? 5 hours? Yeah? It's going to be 12 noon. 7 in the morning we heard. 5 hours? Yes? So in 5 hours, how much do I remember? How much is retained in my mind? I was sitting there. I was not sleeping also. My eyes were wide open. I was listening everything. You know, Baba was speaking. But how much I remember? How much I'm enjoying, I'm relishing every point Baba spoke this morning. That has to come over and over again in my mind, even without I want to think. It has to ring in my ears. Because that's the love. It's gone. Rather, I would be waiting. Why is it taking such a long time? It's going to be nearly 8 and the Murli is not finished. You see? And so all these, it's not that I don't have love for Baba. I do. But then there are other things also I'm holding on to. When we have something mixed, I wouldn't get the flavor of the original thing. Too many things are mixed. You have salty things, your sour thing, your sweet thing. Now what will you enjoy? How can you enjoy the sweet? How can you enjoy the just the sourish thing? How can you enjoy just that saltish thing? Because everything is mixed up there. So it's giving me a different taste altogether. Though it's very nice, but that originality of that sweetness is lost because it's mixed with salt. It's mixed with sour. So I need to enjoy that original sweetness of God's remembrance, one alone, lost in that love. Yeah? So these are only two things I need to do as a Brahman throughout my whole life. Nothing more. Rest, all other things will follow automatically. I only have to do these two things. Easy? Yes? Come again? Well, it is. Actually, it is. The thing that gives me the feeling of being hard and difficult is my attachments. That's it. Right. It's a practice. That's it. It's a practice. Yeah? It's a practice. And it's second thing is just transfer the love. Because it's a human nature to transfer the love. Right from the child, the love has been transferring from person to person, from things to things. If I'm going to give you toys and ask you to play, I'm sure you wouldn't. But that was the time when we loved the toys. Of course, we might like now. But there was a time when we wouldn't even separate from the toys. That was a life. That was a world. But then that's no more our world. Toys are not our world anymore.